Hello and welcome to GamerCast episode 210, StarCraft 2. This is the episode recorded on the 1st of August, 2010. Hello, I'm your host, my name is Paul, and joining me this week is Catherine.
Hello.
Adam is occupied this week, as apparently he is chopping down a tree.
He moved house as well.
But the main thing is this tree.
That's the main thing. Well, that was the main story. That's why he's not on. He's too busy with a tree.
Yeah, well, he cut it down like halfway, and now he realized, oh wait, now I've got a tree stump. And now he's having to dig it out. Dead Space is fun.
Thank you, Paul.
So Dead Space is a good game.
At Comic-Con, they announced two new Dead Space things into the franchise stuff.
Dead Space.
So another animated feature. So they previously did Downfall for...
Wait, this is that game that Gary likes.
Yes.
Did everyone see this new Need for Speed game that Fake Turtle Girl posted about?
No.
It's Need for Speed, Dead Space. Did you not see that? I thought it was really funny.
No, I didn't see that. As I was saying. So there's a new animated feature called Dead Space Aftermath, which once again is being done by Film Roman, the guys that animate The Simpsons and stuff like that.
Film Roman. What are they, from Rome?
No. Nope. I don't know where they're from. And a new graphic novel called Salvage, which is not being drawn by Ben Templesmith. But it's being drawn by penned by some guy called...
Wait, isn't that the guy who vandalized your Nintendo DS?
Yes, he is. He's cool. Instead, it's some guy called Christopher Shai, who actually has quite a nice art styling, somewhere between Ben Templesmith and Dave McKean. So it's really nice.
Hey, what about my drawings?
Yours are cute.
And?
They're cute. But yeah, so they've announced those. And then as well as that, in the next few months in October at MCM Expo, that thing we talked about before.
Thing.
They're going to have Dead Space 2 playable there.
Oh, great.
So people can jump down and have a play.
Is this something we're going to?
Yeah, I'll be going to it again, probably. Oh. But maybe... Look at the... Look how close it is to my birthday.
Yeah, so you can deal with that, can't you?
Can I? Can I really?
Well, you don't do anything on your birthday, do you?
I have my birthday...
I go to work on my birthday.
There's other stuff as well, so like Game Cities then as well, so I have to decide what to do.
Okay, Burn Zombie Burn is also something in the news.
Yeah, so Burn Zombie Burn that come out. Came out.
At GamerCast, we like zombies.
Yes, we do.
The best game ever was Zombie is Fun Game 5.
I never played that one.
It's because you are lame-o.
Rude.
Lame-o.
So Burn Zombie Burn originally
How
came out...
How can you not play that game, dude?
Burn Zombie Burn originally...
Even Adam's played that game.
Are you sure?
Adam doesn't know what a game is.
So yeah, Burn Zombie Burn originally came out on the PSN, and is now coming to Steam, and is coming out on that.
For un.
Has it got any new stuff?
Is it as cool as Alien Swarm, though?
No, it's not.
It's not.
No.
Well, we could just skip it then.
Wait. I'm just going to say, though, it is by Double Six, who are based in Guildford, so they're nicely close by. And we reckon it'll probably be about 10 quid, so the same kind of pricing as it is on the PSN. So, yeah. The Burn Zombies Burn. Check it out. It's quite
cute.
So
what sort of game is it?
It's an isometric shooter, really.
So it is like Aliens one, really.
So you've got a little guy who's very similar to Bruce Campbell. You've seen Evil Dead, haven't you? Please say you have.
Evil what?
Evil Dead.
That'd be daft.
Okay.
I don't like your film.
He's similar to Bruce Campbell in styling, of course. And he's attacking zombies. And you get different weapons and stuff like that. So, flamethrower, dancing guns.
Dancing guns?
So, kind of like Ratchet and Clank stuff. Baseball bats, lots of different weapons. But it's really hard.
And it's going to be 10 quid, isn't it?
Probably about that.
That's what the PlayStation one is, isn't it?
Yep.
Okay, also we have a Spider Monkey game.
Yep. Well, we've previously mentioned Spider-Man Dimensions, but just the last announcement now...
Yeah, now it has a release date and everything.
The last Spider-Man's been announced. So we've got Amazing Spider-Man, Spider-Man Noir, Spider-Man 2099, and now Ultimate Spider-Man. Those are the four Spideys that you can play as. They also all are having different voice actors for each one. Neil Patrick Harris being one of them.
Whoever that is.
That guy in that Dr. Horrible thing. Do you remember that I showed you? And you said, oh, that was kind of cute.
What, that guy?
Not that guy.
The
other guy.
Okay.
No, not that guy. That guy's, what's his name?
Let's just skip it, shall we? Because I'm sure Charlotte will send a letter to us telling us what his name is.
If she listens to the show. So that, and it should be the game should be coming out around September 7th.
Fun.
And it's coming out for DS, PC.
Fun.
PlayStation 3, Wii, and 360. So that's cool, that they finally will be announced. No Marvel Zombie Spider-Man, but that probably wouldn't work anyways.
Yeah, a bit of Doctor Who news for those crazy Doctor Who games which the BBC have been pumping out lately.
Well, there's only two out so far. There's more to come, I believe. Well,
yeah, they're doing them just...
Really. Yeah, but now you can actually get the first two in America, if you live in America.
So, one time we talked about it, we didn't know if how the BBC would handle its international stuff or if they'd even release it internationally, but they are, and they are charging money for them.
It's not expensive.
As we would suspect.
You get the first two for £3.70.
$3.70.
That's right, $3.70. That's like nothing.
Dude, that's like £1 million.
What?
In old money.
Oh. But yeah, so they're kind of cool. If you like Doctor Who, you know...
Oh no, I dropped a shilling down the sink.
If you like Doctor Who, you should pick them up. I'm sure Doctor Who's like quite popular in America.
Yeah, there's a fair bit of a following over there, at least from like the blobs I read and stuff like that. A bit of Alan Wake news, the DLC
The Signal is now out.
Yes, and it is 1 million points.
Well, if you bought the game brand new, you'd have a little DLC code in your box that came and said, do not discard me, and that how it was for content in the summer that was coming out.
Aye.
And you can finally use this and get the signal for free. Pre-owned monkeys. We'll have to pay 560 Microsoft points for the DLC.
Wow, that's so much cheaper than 1 million Microsoft points
and
I was expecting.
One thing I also saw, because I went on the I put in Alan Wake
earlier.
We
still
on.
Need to finish that game, don't we?
Yeah, that's why. I put it in the earlier. I want to play it now, though. And I went on the DLC bit, on the downloadable kind of bit, on the main menu. And it actually has the name of the second bit of DLC, which is called The Writer, is also going to be 560 Microsoft points, but doesn't have a confirmed date yet.
Okay.
So it's nice that they're prolonging his story even more.
Yes, it's good they are making money.
They didn't
because
make. I don't think they made
they
as much.
They didn't make
as,
any money for 5 years.
Well, I was going to say, I don't think they made as much money as they thought they would. Want. I like that picture, though. It's very Alan Wake-y and Remedy-y.
They need to do a Max Payne game, but not a lame-o Max
not
Payne
Max
game
Payne
being
3.
Done by whoever's doing it.
Rockstar.
Yeah, no offense, Rockstar, but you are not good.
They are good with something, sir.
Like what?
GTA?
Oh, man, I could so
Red
improve...
Dead?
I could... Cowboys, man. I could so improve GTA to make it one of the best games ever made.
Could you?
Yep.
What
All
would you
I
be
need
doing?
Is 50 people and 1 year, and I can turn GTA 4 into the most awesome game ever.
Yeah, what would that mean?
Fixing all the bugs, polishing it up. You know, loads of things like that. So yeah, no letters this week, but I'm going to read something out from some guy called Marvin.
That's not on Game of Cards.
No, but this is all I got. So
okay, Paul.
He says, "So you know exactly what happened? 10 to the 10 minus blah blah blah, the Big Bang. Well, you must have been there, huh? Question mark." Yeah, this Marvin guy is crazy. I encourage everyone to seek out this Marvin guy and destroy him. This has got nothing to do with the microphone not working earlier on. This is genuine rage from how retarded this guy is, especially since he rated one of the posts on my blog 1. Are you breaking our washing?
No.
Good. Yeah, Marvin, I know you're listening. Be careful.
Does that say that's comment 9,698?
Oh yeah, my blog is popular.
Is that seriously that number?
Yeah.
That comment? 9,000?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I have a popular blog.
That's because you write about things people don't agree with.
Yes, backstory. On one of my, like, let's say, anti-creationist posts, some douchebag called Marvin comes and whinges about it and says, I wasn't there at the Big Bang, so I don't know anything. Duh! I wasn't there at the Big Bang. That's probably a good idea, because I don't really fancy having my quarks and gluons flung apart in massive, like, super energy. What a retard. Yeah, that's all the letters we got. If you want to send us a proper letter, feedback@gamercast.net, you can talk about games in that letter if you want.
Or if you want, you can talk about whatever Paul wants to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just give us comments, whatever.
It's time for Name That Game. Okay, last week, everybody would have heard this. Yes, so both Adam and Catherine thought it did sound very familiar. I agree with them in that they probably have both heard this before. Just for some backstory, Adam guessed it wasn't Harvest Moon.
Yep.
He actually guessed it was Combat Flight Simulator 3.
That's because Adam was actually on last week's show.
That is wrong. Sorry, Adam, you are fail. Catherine guessed it was Civilization 4.
Which it was not.
Sorry, Catherine, you are fail. The actual answer was Flight Simulator 10.
Really?
Yeah, so menu music.
So Adam was close.
Yeah.
But he thought it was combat sounding.
Yep, so we prove once again that Adam is a noob.
Yeah, I haven't played Flight Simulator 10.
Yeah, but you've seen me playing it.
Never. Is that on a menu or something?
Yeah.
Well, I've never seen you on a menu. I've only seen you in a plane.
This week we've got something way, way cooler.
Heard that really recently.
You might have heard me while I was recording it.
No, I didn't hear you while you were recording it.
Maybe. I don't know. What do you think it is, dude?
That sounds well familiar.
Can you name that game?
That sounds well familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Adam would think it's familiar as well if he bothered to show up.
Clues?
Clues? Part of a series.
Part of a series.
Not Resident Evil.
Why would I say Resident Evil?
Not Harvest Moon. And it's not Alien to
Me. How about... So it's a series. Has the series spanned across a long amount of time?
Yeah, it's gone on a little while.
And is there any preference to what kind of consoles it's on? Or platform, even?
Multi-platform it's been.
Multi-platform.
Multi-platform and different consoles. Like,
so the newest... Different manufacturers. Okay, newest one. Was that multi-platform?
The series has been on different consoles. And consoles by different manufacturers. Come on, dude.
So is this a series or a specific game? It's a specific one, right?
Well, this specific clip is from one game.
Yeah.
The game itself has had games that came before it as well, hence series.
Was the first one on a console?
Yes.
Was it also on PC as well, then?
No.
No? Sounds well familiar.
What is it? Come on, dude.
On a console.
Come on, dude.
Is it a SimCity game?
Nope.
Oh. That put an end to that guess.
Yeah, it did a bit early, didn't it?
Have I played it?
I don't know.
Did you just flick between them?
I just flicked to something with potentially the answer on. Let me just cover that up.
Really?
There we go.
Oh. Was it highlighted or something?
Yeah. Oh, come on, dude.
Good thing I wasn't looking then, wasn't it?
Come on, what is it? You know, I want to go to bed, dude. It's almost 8 o'clock. Bedtime.
Really? That's bedtime?
Come on. No, it's not that.
Oh.
Right, 5, 4, 3, 2, Well, you're out of time. Sorry.
Sounds really familiar, though.
Okay, it's whatever really familiar. It is. Okay, everyone can find out the answer next week, and they can also write in and guess what it is.
Yeah.
Feedback at GamerCast.net.
You can tell us on Twitter what you think it is, whatever you want.
Or you could email us at feedback@GamerCast.net.
Yep.
Yep. And you would get GZ if you get the right answer.
Yeah. Paul will tell you that you're correct.
Releases this week.
Okay, we've got a few things this week coming out. The first one is Escape the Museum. The second one is Art Academy. The third one is Fireman Sam. The fourth one is Art Murder FBI Top Secret. The fifth one is The Sorcerer's Apprentice. And the last one is The Last Airbender. Right, that's it for the releases this week.
So they're all DS games. Escape the Museum is like a puzzle and hidden object game.
Oh, you're actually
going
to read Stone.
I'm just going to do a little bit.
No.
Escape the Museum is a puzzle, adventure, mini game, hidden object kind of game thing. So all of those melded into one on DS. Art Academy.
DS games are too expensive.
I believe maybe the DSiWare versions popped into a retail cart. I'm not entirely sure though. That's made by Headstrong and published by Nintendo, and it's really good because it shows it, even though of course you can do stuff with homebrew stuff, that
homebrew,
we didn't mention that, did we?
No, we didn't.
It allows you to draw really well. I've put pictures on my Facebook from it and stuff like that. It's really nice. Next up is a Fireman Sam game on the DS as well, which is of course meant for younger kids and has lots of little games and stuff like that. Then we've got Art the Murder, FBI Top Secret, which is a little adventure mystery kind of hidden object minigame kind of thing on the DS. Sorcerer's Apprentice, which is based off the film with what's-his-face?
Some guy.
Oh. No. I almost had it there.
Some guy. Some kid. Lady.
Tim
Come
likes
on, dude.
Him.
Oh, if Tim likes it, it's bound to be rubbish.
It's I'm not sure what.
Dude, this is not good podcasting.
I know. I'm just trying to. I'm trying to think.
It sounds
of who's
like
in
we're
it.
Gonna name that game again.
Oh. Okay, it's got. I can't think of what the hell.
Some guy.
Nicolas Cage.
Oh, what?
I knew you'd say that about him.
Isn't he a douchebag?
Probably. So it's got Nicolas Cage in it. It's a film one that's coming out, and they're doing a DS game of it. And it's just a little kind of action-y platformer based off it.
Fun.
Then we've got The Last Airbender, which once again is based off a film that's coming out, which is The Last Airbender, which is actually Avatar, but won't be as easy. Well, it's only coming out on Nintendo Wii and DS, so it means there won't be a game with easy achievements. Not that this one would have easy achievements like the other Avatar.
Oh.
It's the same thing, but it's a live-action version.
Fun.
So it's just a little platformy kind of game with three playable characters. You can play as Aang, Zuko, and the Blue Spirit. And that is, of course, based off the anime.
Jesus, the Father, and the Holy Spirit. You know, so you'd be bragging.
there's going to be Wii-exclusive traits to that game as well. But, yeah. Not
Fun.
Really too much. That is Art Academy's good, but other than that...
Yeah, let's face it. The only decent game was StarCraft II.
I mean, not being mean, I'm sure a lot of effort's been put into these games. I'm sure Art of Murder might be alright.
Sorry, but DS games, 30 quid a pop.
They're all kind of like summer games, so you can play it on a plane or whatever.
A plane? That's la-di-da. I could also play Spot the Douchebag on a plane. That's the guy 2 aisles behind us. Look at him. Douchebag. Sorry, I'm a bit angry today. Yeah. There's good reason for it. Oh, look, there's another douchebag.
Previews and or reviews.
Alright, we've got a couple of previews this week. We also have a review of StarCraft 2 coming up, but you'll have to wait through Catherine's all crazy stuff before you get to my epic uber short super uber cool awesome StarCraft 2 epic uber review.
So all of these things that I'm doing are preview stuff. So I luckily got I went to go to a Nintendo event last week where I saw the 3DS.
Fun.
Which is alright,
okay.
So I played Nintendogs, Pilot Wings, and Hollywood 61. I saw trailers for games and films like Metal Gear, Kid Icarus, Resident Evil, an owl film called Legends of the Guardians, The Owls of Gahool, which looked like a really cute animation, by the way.
The what now?
It's based on some kid's book.
Oh, yeah, kid's book, eh?
Some
dude asked for some books today. I was like, flips!
Cute. Yeah, so the main flips. Things, of course, being Nintendogs
fun, you wait and for kids
Pilot
to
Wings. Hollywood 61 was a nice little adventure game, but there wasn't enough avatar movement, if you ask me, because it was just, oh, you should go check out that spotlight over there, and then suddenly, oh, you're right by the spotlight, you should do this.
You know what, I really think we should stop covering DS.
No, I like DS.
I don't.
Yeah, so Nintendogs was really cute, the graphics have hugely improved, the dogs are way cuter, and...
Are they fluffy now?
They are very fluffy.
What, actual fluff?
Yeah.
Good.
The Labrador looked best. He was very
fluffy.
So
they finally caught up with Xbox One fluffiness.
Sadly, there was no cats in the demo I had to play, because of course it's Nintendogs. Nintendogs plus cats, but no cats, which was a shame. But it looked really nice. The 3D-ness is odd. It's in-depth. It's noticeable, but not hugely noticeable for me. My eyes, I think, are a bit slow at picking things up, though. And I space out quite easily, my eyes. It looked alright, though. I thought Nintendogs looked best, but the thing is, you're watching the dog, you're not playing as the dog. So the difference with that and Pilot Wings was because you're flying either the plane or you're the little kid with the rocket pack, you're too busy looking for your target, so either the rings or balloons, that you kind of don't notice the 3D depth. Because my eyes were too busy looking for things.
Okay, so like I predicted, it would be a bit sucky.
Yeah, it might be cool. I mean,
it might be cool, but what I've seen is sucky.
The best thing with me, anyway, is the fact that they've improved the graphics quality.
Yeah, I mean, that's the main thing, isn't it? The more power.
So they're going to have more power to do better games.
You're going to turn this baby on and it's going to blow out as much heat as an Xbox 360.
No, of course that I mind how the
like
the
all
DS
the
intertube
said it would. Always as powerful as an Xbox 360. Yeah, imagine flipping and holding that in this much space.
But you can always turn off the 3D-ness anyways.
Yeah, because it is...
optional.
Gimmicky, shall we say?
The camera is gimmicky.
The 3D camera.
What's the point of taking a 3D picture? What are you going to do with it?
Look at it on the DS.
Yeah, and then what?
Show it to your mate and then delete it.
But no, I'm not dissing it. I can't believe I just said that word. I'm not saying it's really bad.
But don't get hyped up about the 3D screen.
I want to see more games on it first.
Yeah, we need to see more games, Halo Reach.
There were way more trailers than there were games.
Gears of War, 3DS, and all these other fun
games. It's all
games.
Well and good there being lots of trailers, but I want to play something to see and how my eyes react to it. Because, yeah. It was alright. Then I got to play, this was the first thing I actually went to, because I was like, oh my god. It was Kirby's Epic Yarn.
Oh, man.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, there's a post on that on the GamerCast website. Just read off that.
Can I just mention a few things about it?
No, yes.
So I originally thought it'd be like Yoshi's Story, and it pretty much is, just with Kirby, and it's really cute, and Yarn, and this whole creative
Some kid got Yoshi and Luigi mixed up the other day.
Yeah, you told me that.
Lol.
So the controls are
super... lulls. Oh, look, here's Mario and Darth Vader. Look, Mario's riding Darth Vader.
The controls are super simple, so you only use the D-pad and the 1 and the 2 buttons. That's to move about, jump, and attack. Kirby no longer uses his little vacuum move anymore. He attacks with a piece of yarn with a star on the end, and then he can take them and use them as yarn projectiles, or, yeah, no more sucking up abilities, which is a shame, because that was one of Kirby's big main things, but it still works well as it is. The demo I played was 2 stages and a boss. The boss was really cool, and it's nice as well because they don't have hearts for health. It's Sonic-style health, so you collect gems. When
Sonic
you get hit, your gems drop, and you have to pick them up. And it gives you more of a chance, really. I didn't actually die during the demo, so. But yeah, it's very cute. I got to try different kinds of Kirby as well. So there was Car Kirby, Submarine Kirby, Robot Kirby. which had to use the Wiimote tilted to control its cannon.
What about Donkey Kong?
That was it. But yeah, I love Kirby's Epic Yarn. I wish I played it more, and I'm definitely buying it, and I definitely recommend it to everyone.
Okay.
Yeah. Then I got to play Donkey Kong Country Returns, which of course is a new Donkey Kong Country game. The last Country game came out back on the SNES. And this is kind of like a sequel-ish successor to it.
Is this Wii or DS?
This is Wii. So Kirby's Epic Yarn is Wii only. Donkey Kong Country Returns is a Wii title. So it's another Donkey Kong Country game. It's really, really hard, like Donkey Kong Country always has been, which has always annoyed me, but it's really good. I thought its health system was quite harsh. You got two hearts. Lost those two hearts, you're dead.
You're dead.
Which made it quite hard, and I died a lot, and I saw lots of other people dying a lot.
Oh, I did die.
But yeah. So as well as that, there's maybe...
So basically Marvin is going to die in this game.
Marvin?
That guy.
I was going to say, is that guy you're talking about again?
Yes.
He's going to die in Donkey Kong.
So as well as it being really hard, you pretty much get one checkpoint per level. Which, as usual, that means then anything you pick up after that checkpoint, like the flipping Kong letters, if you die and get respawn at checkpoint, you got to collect all those again. Which, of course, is understandable, but has always annoyed me with Donkey Kong Country games.
Quick save. Jump, quick save, jump, quick save, jump, quick save, jump. Reload.
I played two levels, which were Jungle Hijinks and Poppin' Planks.
Fun.
They were cool. I finished both of them. I didn't try any co-op, though, as I was on my own. But it was good. The controls weren't explained in the demo like the Kirby one was.
Whiz is
my English is way bad today.
Way bad.
It was quite nice though, because to do Donkey Kong's slap.
It was
on the floor,
quite like all right, like I kind of liked it, like you know.
Have
what
you
I'm
ever
saying?
Played
like,
a game with Donkey Kong in it?
Yes.
So in Super Smash Bros., one of his moves is he bangs the floor.
Yes.
And in this, you do that with the Wiimote and the nunchuck.
Like Jack from
You bang
Mortal
them up
Kombat.
And down as if they're on a drum. And he does it on the floor, and it's really nice. It's got all these really cute little points, so if you do that near a dandelion, Donkey Kong gets on the floor and blows the dandelion bits away.
Fun.
But they are dandelions. And then you can do that to everything, so there's little plants everywhere, and if you bang near them, a banana pops out, or something pops out. They've put way too many pickups in it, though. So there's, like, puzzle pieces. But it's like, this isn't Banjo-Kazooie, this is Donkey Kong. Of course, it's not also being developed by Rare like all the originals were. I'm not entirely sure who is developing it as such.
Oh,
but,
dear.
It was really cool. It looked lovely. And it was a good platformer, if harsh at times. But only from my not playing a Donkey Kong game in a while. But yeah, so Donkey Kong, that's coming out this year, as opposed to Kirby's Epic Yarn, which is now coming out next year. And then we had Epic Mickey as well, that I played on, which looks awesome.
What?
Oh,
come on, hurry up. I want to get
okay,
to my bit.
I'm nearly done.
Everyone's waiting for my bit.
I'm nearly done. So, Kirby's Epic Yarn, as it's... Why am I talking about Kirby? Epic Mickey. So, is being developed by Warren Spector and his company. You know who Warren Spector is, don't you? Of course you do. Thief. He worked on Thief, right?
What?
Warren Spector.
Never heard of him.
What? Deus Ex.
Never
System
heard of
Shock.
Him. Nah, never
Watching
heard of
Ultima
him.
Games. Okay. Well, Warren Spector's making it. And because he usually has his kind of... You can choose which path to go by. They've put this into Epic Mickey. So you can choose to be good or mischievous. Not evil, because evil's too much of an evil word, really.
Evil.
For a Mickey game. So you can choose which path you want to go down, but not as much as Mass Effect kind of going down a path.
Or Fable.
Or Fable. So it doesn't affect what Mickey looks like in any way. But so you've got your good, which is using paint on things, and you've got your bad, which is using thinner. Paint thinner. Paint thinner is triggered on the left trigger on the nunchuck, and paint is on the Wiimote's trigger. Mickey can pretty much put paint thinner, well, he can put it on anything, but it'll only work on enemies and things that stand out in the level. So you get toonish items, so like rocks or things like that, and you can put paint on them to put them in if there's a silhouette. Or you can use thinner to get rid of them, and you can do the same with enemies. If you make an enemy covered in paint all the way, then they become your ally and start attacking guys with you, which is quite nice. But yeah, so you have choices as well that you can do. So you can choose how to play it. So for example, the level I played, you had to raise Smee's boat. Smee was like one of the guys in Hook with a little hat, and he wore a red and white stripy thing and had grey hair. So he needed his boat to be risen because it was being held down by anchors. And what you could do, because there's one at the same time, you're on this pirate island skull cave place, and the pirates there had been put under control by a machine, by the bad guys, which meant that they were trapped. And you could either
set them on fire,
ignore them, and raise all the anchors and run away on Smee's boat.
Runaway,
or you could use paint thinner on the machines, so that means they'd never be able to become real pirates again, as opposed to robot pirates. So that's being the really mean thing. And then get rid of the anchors, sail away. Or you could do the really, really good thing of putting paint in these machines, which would then turn the robot pirates back into normal pirates, and then get rid of the anchors and sail away, and feel really, really good because you did a really, really good deed. So you've got kind of like different... You've got these kind of options on each level, which I thought was really nice.
Yeah, but is it any good?
Yes. It made me feel like it was an N64 platformer.
Oh no, and not the N64.
N64 had some great platformers on it. So I thought it was really good. Some people thought the jumping was really harsh in it, and it was hard to tell sometimes if you'd make a jump. Well, I found it okay. I only fell in some paint thinner one time.
Dull.
But managed to get out and not die. Whereas I know a few people that died quite a lot. But yeah, I thought it was really cool. It looked beautiful. It had lovely cutscenes in it, which were like these old style kind of drawn cutscenes. Yeah, it was really, really nice. I'm totally getting that. It comes out this year, I believe.
Oh, cool. And what platforms is that on?
Nintendo Wii.
Is it just on the normal Nintendo?
As opposed to the...
I'm just doing an impression of people who ask for, do you have this on the Nintendo? What?
I also played a few other games, but I won't really bother talking about them. I can talk about them next week.
Yeah, save them for next week, since now...
No. I just wanted to do a couple of mentions about Halo Reach.
That's what I was just going to say.
Oh. I thought you were going to say StarCraft.
You ruined it, like.
Aww.
But now we've got way more important stuff with Halo Reach, the follow-on to Halo, the game before Reach.
So I got to go down and give a...
Go down, go up.
Is it up? Oh, it is up. I went up and played a little bit of Halo Reach. Mainly the firefight mode.
Firefight mode is, of course, the cooperative bit where you just have to hang on and shoot people before they overwhelm you and die.
Yeah, so it's fighting waves with friends, pretty much. So
an ODST.
Like an ODST. Except it's been improved since ODST.
I would hope so.
Firstly, so it's got matchmaking support, because the ODST didn't have that.
Oh, didn't it?
So you had to play.
I never played with my mates anyway.
As far as that, you've got unlimited customization. So you can create your own custom firefight mode by changing the properties of the waves. So how many enemies there will be in the waves, when skulls will become active, stuff like that. You can change how many waves there are in the match, how many rounds there are.
How many bungalows there are full of grunts.
And then you can even make things infinite as well if you wanted. You can change the weapon drops or ammo crates, and specifically which ones come when and stuff like that.
Fun.
You can change the player traits.
You can set people on fire.
You can put in generators. Does it
still have a flamethrower?
I didn't play with a flamethrower at all.
No, maybe I'm thinking of the PC version or something.
You can change respawn time, so you can make it like 30 seconds or something like that if you really want.
Yeah, it was the PC version of Halo which had the flamethrower on it. I don't know if they added that in Halo 3. I never played it enough really.
You can change the starting lives you've got, bonus lives, loadouts, stuff like that. And then you can also make your own custom skulls as well.
Oh, custom skulls, cool.
Yeah.
What, like totally custom or out of a set bunch of combinations you can jig up?
It's kind of, you've got a set thing
as
such, but you can choose whatever you want and do different kind of bits from other bits. So you could do stuff that makes the enemy waves better. So they have like... vulnerability to stuff.
You can
give them immunity to headshots.
Pew.
For example.
Pew. Do grunts still explode into confetti when you shoot them in the head?
Yes, they do.
Good.
As well as that, so they've announced new game types as well. For firefight mode. So you got versus mode, which is two player controlled Spartans versus two player controlled elites. The elites are on the defense. Are they on the offense?
Well, if it's firefight, then it's just all in like a big round circle bit and you just go around shooting each other.
No. So your Spartans start in a base and you've got to defend the base. Or when I was playing it. Kind of. But then the Covenant was still coming in from all directions anyway. Like, but Versus was really cool. It was like Infected mode, except you only ever play as an elite if you're on the Covenant side.
Infected mode meaning Left 4 Dead, yes, for those that don't
know. Yes, of course. Then there was default firefight mode, which is, of course, the normal kind. Classic firefight, which is exactly like what was in ODST. Generator defense, which was actually in the beta, which was defending generators and really, really hard, because none of the people I was playing with were being very tactical. Not that I was either, anyway.
People aren't tactical in Halo, they just run around and shoot.
Yeah.
Pew, pew,
pew, rocket pew, fight, pew. Which means just rockets and unlimited ammo on rockets. It was quite hard because you had to get your reloading times right, and I wasn't very good at that. Score attack, so old school, kind of try and get the high score.
Oh, yeah.
Also, by the way, any leaderboards are in the game, and they're also on the Bungie website. They're putting them on. So you can see your scores not from inside the game as well.
Can you still take pictures and stuff like that and upload it to Bungie's website?
I believe so, yes. Because they were saying about how community kind of stuff. Best bit, Grunt Apocalypse. Grunts all the time. And you just have to kill them.
Can I play as a Grunt?
No.
Can I play as a Grunt now?
No.
Can I play the Grunt in Halo 5?
Maybe.
Make sure it happens, dude.
Yeah, so as Paul said before, when you headshot a grunt, they turn into confetti, and you hear child kind of yaying, cheering, laughing. It was a bit creepy. But yeah, that...
They need a Viva Pinata mode, where that stupid horse guy comes out and goes...
Horsashio. They announced... they've confirmed there's still only four new maps that have been announced, which is Courtyard, Overlook, Beachhead, and Waterfront. I liked, what was it, Waterfront the most? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and yeah. They've said about their credit system as well.
Yeah.
So you get credits for every match that you play online. You also get credits for firefight mode, for playing the campaign.
What do you mean by credits?
So, loads of games do it, don't they? You get experience.
Oh, experience.
And then this
points.
The experience allows you to unlock stuff in the armory.
Oh, fun. That's just what we need.
And this armory, this doesn't just do stuff in... online stuff. It also changes you in the campaign.
Oh yeah, great.
So you can change what your helmet looks like, your armor, you can change your voice. Apparently you can have like Sergeant Johnson voice and stuff. But yeah, so they just did a little bit of announcing of that the credit stuff and how it was working a bit. Then there's a Forge stuff. So they've improved Forge.
Forge is the level editing tool-y thing they've got.
They've got three types of physics on objects now, as opposed to what they had before, which was realistic physics. So you can have fixed physics, so you can make things just stay stationary in the air, normal physics, and phased, which means they can go and intersect with items, like the level one stuff, which makes it good for building things.
Like forts.
Yes. They've put in better camera controls for Forge, rotational snaps, resetting orientation, deleting all of certain objects, and applying team colours to objects as well. It's all about the community, really. So you're able to share all your Forge stuff and all your firefight stuff in the game.
On
and
Bungie
got,
Land.
They've got tagging and rating systems as well. So people can rate things and they can download your stuff. They've announced three of the Forge World maps as well, which is Hemorrhage, Pinnacle, and The Cage. Hemorrhage is Blood Gulch. That is cool. I like Blood Gulch.
Suppose.
I got to see the start of the campaign. They have indigenous wildlife, such as ostrich-like birdies.
Do we have dinosaurs?
There was ostrich-like birdies.
Is that it?
That's all I saw.
They must have other forms of life.
Yeah,
on
they
the
probably
planet.
Do, but I didn't see that much of the campaign because they were like, "We're going to stop it here now."
Dinosaurs.
Yeah, you see civilians on the planet as well.
Great.
And you can use their equipment.
Reach military planet full of civilians. Yeah, great.
So there was a civilian vehicle and they jumped in it.
Great, civilian vehicle on a military planet. Great.
Drove away.
You'd think they have tanks and warhogs, but obviously not.
Yeah. And it was looking pretty cool.
Is the Master Chief in it?
No.
Does he fall out of a pelican like 1337?
No.
Oh, that sucks then.
But yeah, I was having lots of fun playing it. I'll take the play firefight with you if you want.
What, now?
If you want, after this. ODST?
Could do, but you will of course lose because I will shoot you.
Firefight is us two against other things.
Yeah, I'll do better by myself.
You're gonna kill me and just play the game.
I'll be like, yeah, go on. This cafe again.
Thanks, Paul.
Well, you know, you'll only be jumping up in front of my line of sight, getting shot.
Oh, what? Because I jump around the place. I jump everywhere. Mr. Jumpy.
Hey, no wonder you're losing the rocket thing. It's because you need to jump, like.
I was jetpacking.
Jump. Anyway, so, yeah, basically Halo Reach is looking pretty good.
I was well into it.
We will review it when it comes out.
September 14th. Don't forget there's a 360 coming out.
Yeah, a 360 branded with Halo jib-jabs.
Jib-jabs.
But now, the moment you've been waiting for, my StarCraft 2 review, which will have to be drastically shortened. StarCraft 2 is awesome. 5 out of 5.
Nothing else you're going to mention? Any negative points or really good points?
Everybody should buy StarCraft 2.
Any other points?
Pathfinding is a bit weak.
I agree with that.
Which, yeah, I didn't really notice it in multiplayer because...
I did.
Yeah, but you do because you just, like, tell your units to go to the other side of the map. You know, a proper multiplayer person will be controlling his units and individually controlling them individually.
Thank you, Paul.
To win all the battles, like, perfectly.
I'm not a proper multiplayer person.
In the single player, however, there was a few bits where it was quite bad. So, on some levels, you have civilian traffic on the streets as well.
Yeah.
And they, like, make your units go jib-jab and they're jib-jab. Not really sure where to go and stuff. So, yeah. A few annoying issues like that, but that is really the only issue I have with it.
Really?
I would like surround sound as opposed to ProLogic.
And if they put the nicer sounding quality music.
Well, yeah,
in
we
it.
Could have high quality music as opposed to whatever bitrate the music
as
is in it.
Paul didn't realise how nice the music... Well, Paul knew the music was good, but he didn't realise how good it was when he listened to the soundtrack.
Yeah. So whatever they've encoded the soundtrack in the game, you know, they could made it higher.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, single player is way better than to be honest, the game is better than I was expecting it to be. There was just so much polish in this game. It's like, wow, man. It's like, wow. You know, the single player is great. The storyline, you know, even though it's the boring old Terran stuff, I'm still really into it. And it's like, oh, just one more mission. Oh, I'll just do it. I just want to see what happens now and la, la, la. So it keeps you wanting to go back for more. It's got achievements everywhere.
Ooh, how it saved. You played it on my computer.
It also saves your progress in the cloud. So you can play it on a mate's computer and you can just leave it, you know, take off where you left it before.
Paul spent like 10 minutes deciding what to do at one point as well. He was that into it.
Yeah, so you've got side missions in the campaign, although you do lose track of what's actually a side mission and what's your main missions.
That's not good.
Because, well, no, that's the point. They don't want, you know, if you're Jim Raynor, you don't want to know, oh, I need to do these missions to finish the game. You know, so you're not really sure because...
Okay.
Basically, the missions are given to you by different people you meet while playing the game. And they hang out on your battle cruiser and go, yo, what's up, Jimmy? He's like, what's up, my man? You're the Protoss. And all this other stuff. It's awesome. Just buy it. Multiplayer, fun. For noobs, it might be a bit difficult because you have people like me on who are just playing you. But that makes it fun for us. So, in your face, everyone, I'm in the gold division again, la la la. In your face, Catherine, who's not even ranked. You're not even ranked, dude. You need to do your placement matches tonight. I want to see what division you're in.
Bottom. Thanks for agreeing, Paul.
Well, that's cool.
I'm not an RTS player, though.
Yeah, you are. You did quite well yesterday.
No, I didn't. I sucked to hell.
No, you did alright.
Before, of course, my computer died.
Yeah. StarCraft II killed Catherine's computer with its awesomeness, because her computer is used to stuff like Bus Simulator, and all of a sudden it was playing a good game.
I don't play Bus Simulator on there, mind.
Alright, whatever.
I haven't played a game on it in ages.
The Protoss mini campaign in it was brilliant. Like I said, I don't like the Terran stuff. I cannot wait until the Heart of the Swarm and Legacy of the Void come out, because they would be so freaking epic. You know, those four Protoss missions...
Thanks for...
Brilliant.
Is that all you got to say about it?
It's got, like, challenge modes as well to get... So, like I said, it's got achievements everywhere.
I saw you doing that.
Yeah. Really wind me up. So, yeah, it's got challenge modes where you have, like, specific tasks, like defend your base for so long, or attack these units with these units here, and you have to lose as few units as possible. Lots of really cool things like that to get achievements in. You get free achievements per mission, basically, as well. So you get the regular achievement, usually just for finishing it. But sometimes you have to finish all the like bonus objectives as well. And then you have like two other achievements for like finicky little things you can do in the mission, like do it this quick, take out this many things, don't lose all that stuff, and so on and so on. But you don't really know until you actually do the mission, unless you hunt around beforehand, which would be annoying. Cutscenes in the game are brilliant. Plenty of cutscenes to drive the story forward. So yeah. All in all, brilliant game. 5 out of 5, easily. I would give it 6 out of 5 if I could, but 5 out of 5 is by definition the highest amount that one can give, because it is out of 5.
Is it your game of the year?
Yeah.
I didn't even know what else has come out this year, to be honest.
It makes up for how lame Supreme Commander 2 is. It also makes up for how lame Sun Hunter 5 is. But I want the next one. I want the
You're
going
to have to
one.
Wait a few years for this, you know?
I want the Zerg one, and I want it now.
Sorry, Paul. Not here yet.
Oh, and the single player has got way more units than the multiplayer. So those that played the multiplayer beta and were disappointed at how few units things had, the single player has got all the old cool units back, like Firebats, Goliaths, Vultures, and all these other cool things.
But then, as you said to me earlier, you then want all these people in your multiplayer.
Well, yeah, I mean, you obviously, as we mentioned before, you use credits to upgrade your stuff and add new features to things. Not all of that makes it over to multiplayer, and not all of it is your standard upgrades that you have in a multiplayer. So, like, there's upgrades to have invisible flame turrets and things like that, or upgrades to make your missile turrets fire out millions of missiles at once, and loads of really cool things like that, which would be nice to have in the normal thing, and also like upgrades to make the bunkers automatically fire so they have an actual turret on them as opposed to being forced to man with marines. Loads of cool upgrades like that. And then you've got research points as well, which add even more abilities. So you've got the upgrades to upgrade your units, and then you've got the research points to, you know, have new units and jib-jabs like that.
How much is it? It's $39.99, isn't it?
40 quid.
Pricey PC game.
Worth every penny.
Or if you can find a collector's edition anywhere, it's 70 quid.
70 odd quid, yeah.
Nice collector's edition, though.
Brilliant, though. Best game since Supreme Command.
I was going to say, if you want to check out on our YouTube, you can see our
collector's edition
unboxing of the collector's edition.
Aye.
We've also actually got, I didn't mention this before, like a Halo Reach interview thing, which you can check out.
Fun.
But the StarCraft 2 thing's really cool. You should check it out, because the really cool Jim Rayner USB, which is awesome, and makes the collector's edition well worth it.
The real question is, when's Adam going to buy the game so I can kick his backside?
Well, when's Adam going to have the internet?
Adam. I asked him the other day, are you buying StarCraft 2? And he's like, oh, I don't know. You buy all this other rubbish, and you won't buy the best PC game in years.
And it's a Mac game as well, so he's got no excuse.
Yeah, Macintosh is a type of PC.
I know.
PC game.
I'm just saying. Because otherwise he'll be like, oh, on Mac.
Well, the demo was, so you know. The beta was, so you
know. It says Mac
on
the side.
You know the final one would be.
It says, like, Windows XP, Vista 7, and Macintosh on the spine.
Thank you for that insight.
Well, I was looking at the spine earlier.
Yes. It's Blizzard. Of course, it's multi-platform.
I know.
What I want to know is, where's the Linux one?
Does that really matter?
I want my Linux build. Give me my Linux binaries. Oh, look. Adam Clough is online right now. What a noob.
Really? I thought he didn't have internet.
I thought he was chopping a tree down. Oh, well. Anyway, that's it for this week. We're going to go now before Adam wants to be on the show.
But don't forget, you can leave us feedback. Feedback at gamecast.net. You can comment on the episodes or on the website, whatever, on gamecast.net. You can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/gamercast. You can look at us on YouTube, youtube.com/gamercast.net. Facebook, search for Gamercast. Steam, we've got a group. Have I missed anything?
Subscribe to us on Zoom.
I always forget that. Yep, you can subscribe to us on Zoom and iTunes. And you can click on the RSS stuff on the website. Is that it?
Pretty much. Go to the website, cool. Gamercast.net.
We'll catch you next week. We may or probably won't have Adam, but you never know.
You never know. You'll also find out the answer to name
that
game.
See ya.